Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you live online by Progressive Complete Health. My name is Jason Venkus, certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, performance enhancement specialist, and board certified holistic health coach. Each week, or each show rather, because we're kind of inconsistent, this show is meant to bring you information on nutrition and on fitness that's going to help you every single day. And today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about exercises that you might just be doing wrong. And it's not to come down on anybody that, you know, oh, you're doing this exercise wrong. It's actually to help you out, because when your exercises are the most effective and efficient, it's when it involves proper form. And every day we as fitness professionals see our members performing exercises with incorrect form. Now, this can end up targeting the wrong muscle or putting stresses on the wrong muscle and can lead to muscle imbalances as well as injuries, and then end up putting you back on the shelf again. So this is very similar to the reason for the last show that we did, why you shouldn't do Zumba yet. So it's the same idea as we're trying to help you avoid injuries, because the last thing you want to do is have an injury while you're exercising and end up back on the shelf or back on the couch again. So today I'm going to go over three different exercises that are most often performed incorrectly in gyms all across America. I'm also going to tell you the proper way to perform them, and you will see better, faster results with less chance of injury. I guarantee it. So what's that first exercise? Well, that first exercise seems to be the theme of the month, and that's the kettlebell swing. I've been writing a lot about kettlebells lately for Definition Magazine, for their blog, as well as for the magazine. And we've been writing a lot about kettlebells lately. And one of the things that, one of the exercises that is done wrong is the kettlebell swing. So the way I normally see people doing the kettlebell swing is they start out fine. Their feet are underneath their hips. They do an overhand grip onto the kettlebell. They bend their knees and they swing up, and they swing the kettlebell up over their head and back down, and bend the knees and swing up over the head and back down while bending the knees. So what's wrong with the way that's done? Well, the thing about the kettlebell swing is that exercise is designed for the kettlebell to move with the natural movement of your body. So you're not really swinging the kettlebell. The kettlebell is following your body's movement. So how do we do that? Well, we start out exactly the way I just mentioned. You start out with your feet, hips width apart, maybe a little bit wider, overhand grip on the kettlebell, and then you're going to stand all the way up with it, with just a slight bend in the knees. And we're going to maintain that bend in the knees, and as you move your midsection of your body, your arms are going to float up. So it's more like you're doing a pelvic thrust, because the kettlebell swing is actually not meant for the arms, it's not meant for the shoulders, it's actually meant to activate your core muscles. And your core muscles are the muscles on the front side of your body, from your mid-thigh, pretty much up to the lower part of your chest, or to up to your nipple line. So, by swinging the kettlebell and bending the knees, you're not exactly using those muscles in the middle that we're actually trying to target. So you're actually going to keep a soft bend in your knees and not change that angle, and you're actually going to move more from your hips. You let that kettlebell hang down, and you move more from your hips, and your arms will naturally come up, and the kettlebell will come up with it. And now, how high are you supposed to raise it? The way a kettlebell swing was originally designed was to go up to shoulder height, but in America, we always want to do everything 10 times more intense than everyone else, so it means we got to swing it further. We end up swinging it up and over our heads. Well, we don't need to swing it that far. You just need to really thrust the hips. It actually kind of looks like you're doing a hip thrust. And let your arms naturally float up to about shoulder height and not go overhead. This way you're going to activate your core muscles much more. And you'll feel the difference when you do it. Try it. Try it once the wrong way, where you're bending at the knees and swinging up over your head, and then try it the second way, where you're more thrusting from your hips as you come up and not really bending at the knees, and you're not hinging at the knees. You'll notice a big difference, and you'll actually feel it more in your abdominal muscles and in your lower chest muscles than you will in your shoulders and in your knees, for example. So that's the first one, is the kettlebell swing. So what else is on our list? Lat pull downs. Lat pull downs there's a couple of things we see people doing with this exercise. Sometimes you see people leaning all the way back and pulling back and hinging at the back, leaning all the way back as they pull that bar down into their chest. And then sometimes we also see people bringing that bar behind their neck. So I'm going to first tackle the first one. When you're leaning back, you're not using your lats anymore. You're actually using your lower back, and you're using more of your arms and of your shoulders. So what you really want to do is you want to sit upright, maybe lean back about 5 or 10 degrees, and keep that lean constant. You don't want to lean back because now you're using different muscles. We want to activate. We want to isolate the latissimus dorsi, which are those angel wings, under your back, underneath your shoulder blades. So stay upright, maybe 5 to 10 degrees, tilt back, and pull that down into your chest. Now, how come you don't want to pull it behind your head? There's a couple reasons. If you go to pull behind your head, first of all, you have to crane your neck forward. Now, that's bad for your neck. Just ask any chiropractor. Or even physical therapists, this is one thing they both will agree on, that too many people have this forward head posture, especially people that sit in front of computers and anything else or looking at their phones and have that text neck where your ears don't line up over your shoulders anymore and everything is pushed forward. So we want to avoid that by keeping our head up straight, and we want to keep our ears in line with our shoulders. And that's with any single exercise that you do. You want to keep your kinetic checkpoints in alignment with each other. So you want to keep your ears over your shoulders. So don't push your head forward. The second reason that this is incorrect is because you are then trying to pull that weight behind you, and your shoulders are not meant to rotate back that far. It puts them in what's called a closed hack position. It's not a position that they're meant to be in, and this opens you up to rotator cuff tears and inflammation in all the different tendons and muscles that insert into the shoulder. The shoulder is a very, very complicated place and can injure very, very easily, as you have all sorts of muscles that insert into that joint. So make sure that you're bringing it down in front of you and down to your chest, not back behind your head, because you don't want to, trust me, you don't want to have shoulder surgery. That puts you on the shelf for a long time, and 50% of people who have shoulder surgery, they never, never fully recover. And the people that do recover are the ones that are getting professional athlete surgery, like the Tommy John surgery. So you want to make sure to keep that shoulder nice and healthy. Don't move it past its end range of motion or outside of its range of motion. Lastly, I want to bring up one more that seems like it should be pretty easy to do and pretty obvious to do, but it's bicep curls. I see a lot of people doing bicep curls incorrectly. Well, how can you screw that up? You're probably wondering. How can you do that wrong? You curl up, that's it. So one thing that I see a lot of is I see a lot of people, when the weight starts to get heavy, they start to swing from the back. And all of a sudden now you're not relying on your biceps anymore or as much. You're actually relying on your back and the momentum to swing those up, and you're putting extra pressure on your back because now you're arching your low back. You want to keep that back straight. You want to keep it flat, and you want to extend from the elbow. You want to hinge from the elbow. That way you're isolating that bicep tendon. And I'm pointing at it right now like you can see me through the computer. But you want to make sure that you're isolating that muscle. If you get to a point where you're using your back too much, lower your weight. Lower your weight. It's always more important to have proper form than it is to have more weight. So if you feel that back starting to arch, like you're using your back to swing, knock it off and drop down to a lower weight. Grab some lighter dumbbells or barbells or whatever it is that you're using to curl and keep that back nice and flat. Now, one way you can ensure that you keep your back flat is to sit in one of the upright chairs or the upright benches and put your back flat against it, round it out, drop your arms down by your side with your dumbbells and curl up. You'll be able to feel if your back comes off of the bench or off the backrest of that chair. So those are your three exercises that are most often done wrong in the gym and can lead to injury. So that's why we're telling this. We're not telling you this to make fun of you or come down on you or anything like that. I'm telling you this in order to help you avoid injury and have better workouts. So remember, make sure you're doing that kettlebell swing correctly. You don't want to bend too much for the knees. It's a very slight bend in the knees. And let your arms and let the kettlebell float up with the natural motion of your body. Make sure for your lat pulls that you're pulling down towards your chest. You're only leaning back about 5 or 10 degrees. And that you don't have your head positioned so far forward that it puts strain on your neck. And lastly, bicep curls. If you feel that back starting to arch and you feel a lot of pressure in that low back, lower that weight. Swallow your pride for a little bit, lower that weight, and you'll have a better workout. And actually what you can do too is instead of facing the mirror, stand sideways to the mirror so you can see your low back. Just turn your head to the right real quick or left, whichever way you're facing. Check, make sure that low back isn't arching. And you're using, you're hinging just from the elbows and using only that bicep tendon, that bicep muscle, in order to lift that weight. So I hope these tips help you. If not, you can always find us on Facebook for at Progressive Complete Health. We will soon be rebranding. But for now, you can still find us at Progressive Complete Health. You can find us at www.goproveg.com, Twitter at GoProVeg as well. And you can also look for me, Jason Venkus, that's V as in Victor, E-N-C-K-U-S, or Progressive Complete Health on YouTube for some helpful videos. Until next time, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste.
That's all that I am now. That's all that I am.